I am Daniel White III, president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 108 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. Today, beloved, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss dealt with in his fine, pivotal, and landmark book, Get Things Done. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, as always, the Holy Bible. You won't get much done worthwhile in life if you don't put God first. Psalm 90:17 says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it." Our quote for today is from Martin Luther. He said, "He who waits until circumstances completely favor his undertaking will never accomplish anything." Today, ladies and gentlemen, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are still looking at part 13 of step 13, Learn to Deal with the Top 40 Cop-Outs to Doing What You're Supposed to Be Doing. 33, The Weather's Lousy. The term weather permitting is properly applied to announcements of parades and outdoor weddings, but most of life's activities must go on, weather or not. The jogger who does his thing only when the temperature is perfect and the skies are blue will never develop much stamina, physically or mentally. Growth comes from surmounting circumstances, not from yielding to them. Not from yielding to them. 34. It's too nice a day to spend doing that. Some people can find good weather or bad weather equally convenient as an excuse for not doing what they should be doing. Amazing, isn't it? And yet, let's face it, there are times when one should close up shop and go fishing. If one has that option, as the Bible says, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, and presumably a time to punch a typewriter and a time to go fishing. The problem is, how can you be sure which time it is? Pardon me. I think your best bet is to ask yourself how you will feel when it's over. Suppose, for example, you're debating whether to paint the porch Saturday afternoon or whether to take the afternoon off and fly a kite with your kid. How are you likely to feel when you get back from kite flying if you'll consider it time well spent? Then that's what it will have been. You didn't procrastinate on painting the porch. You simply did a higher priority activity. To have done otherwise would have been to procrastinate on spending some time with your child. On the other hand, if you would feel guilty and resentful while flying that kite. And if you would return with regrets that you didn't stay and paint the porch, then perhaps the kite flying at that particular time would be a mistake. So let your anticipated hindsight determine your course of action. Ask yourself how you're going to feel about the decision the next day when you will be more objective. My own feeling, incidentally, is that most of us give such things as kite flying a much lower priority than they really deserve. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries is coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next episode. Now, let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. And we're going to update this prayer starting next Monday. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.